All right. That's my cult. You get it. Okay, now. So we're on Daf Mem Daled today. Daf Mem Daled, around 10 lines from the top. 44a, 10 lines from the top. So Manitin, Shoshamini Masrim Benazir. So this line we had earlier on Daf Lama Daled, the first Mishnah in the Perek, that there are three items that Nazir is prohibited in. Hatumah Vatiglacha Vayotzim and he's prohibited from Tumah. He can't be Metame Tumah to a dead person. Vatiglacha can't cut his hair. Vayotzim can't drink anything that or eat anything that comes from a vine. Now, the Mishnah here just mentions this as a way of Hakdama to the Halakot that we're going to have. At least that's where the Aritzel had it. Chomer b'tumah b'tiklacha b'yotzei min there's this stringency with the tumah, with the coming contact with the dead people and cutting the hair from coming from things that come from the vine. Shatua b'tiklacha sotrin. In other words, tumah, if the nazir is been tami tumei, he loses all of his days. It goes down bankrupt. But b'tiklacha we learn sotrin yom, meaning he has to have at least 30 days growth. So the art school example was if he cuts his hair 15 days before the end of the term, he has to grow another 15 days. If he cuts his hair 2 months before the end of the term, then no harm, no foul. But in other words, he has to have at least a 30-day growth. But he's liable for a loss of days. If he spends time drinking wine, so that's an aveira, but it doesn't destroy any days from the zeros. Chomer b'yotzim min hagefen b'tumah is stringency with things that come from the vine over tumah and tiglachat. B'yotzim min hagefen lohutar mikvalo. That when it comes to drinking wine, al pi halacha, there are no exceptions to it. In other words, there's never a case where we would ever say to a nazir, you can drink wine. He says, the tumah b'tiglachat hutru mikvalo. But with tumah and tiglachat, there are situations where we would say to the nazir, al pi halacha, you're allowed to be metame. Al pi halacha, you're allowed to cut your hair. B'tiglachat mitzvah. So tiglachat mitzvah, if the nazir becomes a mitzvah, so then we would say you have to go through a body shave at the end of your period of tahara, even though you're a nazir. Uvameit mitzvah. And similarly, if the nazir comes across a meit mitzvah, so then, I mean, we wouldn't be there to say it to him, but the halacha is he has a mitzvah to take care of a dead person. The chomer b'tumah b'tiglachat is the stringency about tumah and tiglachat. Shatumah soter tumah, everything gets destroyed. B'chayavina korban, and then he has to go through a tahara process, and he has to bring a korban. The tiglachat ina soter shloshim. Tiglachat only destroys at most 30 days, bein chayvin korban. So that's a chumrah et tumah over tiglachat. Okay, so that's a brief overview of the halakhot that relates to the nazir. And now, time for questions, comments, and thoughts, which we'd love to hear from you, Michael. Or any questions. What do you have?
You have a Nazir
Wait, wait, wait. Mayor speaking, then I'll get to you, okay?
You have a Nazir who's walking in the desert.
Right.
And paradoxically, the only fluids that are available to him are wine.
Yeah, so it's pikuach nefesh, you want to say. Yeah, so that would be, yeah, everything is moot. So you want to
but
say,
you
well,
say there's
yeah,
nothing
yeah.
ever mutar for nausea.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I have to think it through.
What are the chances
yeah.
that nausea?
I mean, you have to say,
only
yeah, yeah. You'd have to say pikuach nefesh is like a Yosef, like Yosef saying pikuach nefesh is docha kula torah kula. That's like an unusual situation. Here, though, in other words, here in the normal course of events, he can become saras. In the normal course of events, he can become a course of events. That's the only thing I could think of. All right, now, all right. Who had in Zoom land? Who had a question?
Hi, Tib.
What's up?
I might have misheard you. It sounded like toward the beginning of the Mishnah, you said that if you had only 15 days, if you
Yeah,
cut
yeah. In other
off.
words, let's say Nazir, he took a neder to be a Nazir for 30 days, and
Right.
then 15 days into his term, he decides to get a haircut.
Right.
So then he has to grow the hair like in
You said another 15 days, he should
in
have
other
to
words,
grow it
he's
another
got to
30.
grow the hair 30 days from the haircut. So he's
Right.
adding another
Okay.
15. That's
I
what I'm
think you
saying.
said 15 days, so that's why I was confused. Okay,
Oh,
thank you.
okay. All right, everybody good? Okay, I'm going to go on into the Gemara now. All right. Now the Gemara, this is around eight lines above where it gets wide on Mem Daled Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, "V'tuma lo tutar mikla tabakol miyayin." So the Gemara wants to say that we said there was an exception for tuma. We said like a mate mitzvah, he's entitled to do it. So the Gemara wants to close that gap and say tuma should have no exceptions. Kabakoma from yayin. Uma yayin shenu soter. Whereas yayin is not so strong. It was a violation of an azir drinking wine. That's not such a strong violation because it doesn't destroy any days for nazirus. Lo hutar miklalo. But a characteristic of wine, there are no exceptions to it. He says tuma shenu soter. Tuma that is stronger. Tuma destroys the whole nazirus. So logically, there should be no exception for tuma. So the Gemara says, "Tamalomar laviv limo lo yitama." Now here, if you look in the Torah, or it says "vayiv chafalev," but if you look in the Rashi and the Tosfos, it doesn't seem that that's the pasuk that they're referring to. They're referring to a pasuk in Parshas Naso. It says in Parshas Naso, I'll read the pasuk. It says, "Yeah." It says laviv limo. Well, at first it says in pasuk above al nefesh mate lo yavo. So a nazir can't come into contact with any dead person or near a dead person. We learned hava means coming to the ol with the dead person. Then it specifies specific people laviv limo leachiv leachoto lo yitama lehavotam nizrul kavo rosho. So those people, that's like superfluous statements. All the people he can't be mitame to. So he says. So tamalomar laviv limo lo yitama. It was laviv limo lachiv leachoto. You know, dot lo yitama laviv limo lo yitama about matami hu lemeit mitzvah. In other words, those words are added on to teach me some of the other limudim. By the other words, to teach me that he can't be matami to the parents, but he could be matami to a meit mitzvah. So it's saying again, with the whole malach in this gemara is we have a svara, but then we're going to have an override from the pasuk. So the svara using svara. And Svar is also, you know, a hermeneutic principle. Kabbalah Homer is one of the social strength of Midot, but the Torah says not this way. Okay, so again, we were saying that logically, left to my own devices, I would think that there should be no exceptions for Tuma, if there's no exceptions for Yayin, but the Torah says there is an exception. Now, the Yayin, now three lines above where it gets wide on Memdad Amun Aleph, the Yayin, Yutar Mikhalo, Kabbalah Homer Mituma. Now the Gemara wants to say, we're going to flip it over the other way. That with wine should have an exception, kavachomer from tuma. Now, what would be the exception that I would carve out for wine? So if you look at Tosfos 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth Tosfos, yayin yutar mikhalo, lemish nishbash eshtam. If a person, an nazir, took a shua that he's going to drink wine, so I would think we would tell him to drink the wine. He says, v'yayin yutar mikhalo kavachomer tuma. Ma tuma shisoteret utar mikhalo. Tuma is such a strong matter that if the nazir is tameh, it destroys his whole nazirus. Nevertheless, there are exceptions in halacha. We said make mitzvah by tuma. Yayin sheno soter, yayin, which is a weaker violation, it doesn't destroy any part of the nazirus. Eino din shiu tarmak lo. So logically, I would think there should be like a little like Swiss cheese, just like tuma. There are exceptions. I'm because it's Swiss cheese. So the yayin should also be the same way. So the Gemara says amar kra. Yazir. So, in other words, the Gemara says that the Nazir is going to stay away from like the fresh wine and the old wine, the Thur Yain Mitzvah Kiyain Rishut, the Aser Yain Mitzvah Kiyain Rishut. So, it means that the Torah could have just said, stay away from anything from the vine. But then it says, you know, this you can't have, that you can't have, everything, every detail. So that's Thur Yain Mitzvah Kiyain Rishut. That's the Aser Yain Mitzvah like Yain Rishut. And the Yain Mitzvah, the way we're learning, the way Malach Tosfos is, means that even if he's Peshua, that he's going to drink the wine, it's Aser. So again, in each instance, we have an override from the Pasuk. All right, let me do one more, and then we'll briefly pause and take some questions. So, and then we'll move on. Yeah. What? I don't know. It's just in case he feels he wants to speak. I want to make sure he has that opportunity. So the Gemara says, okay, b'yayin yistor d'akol. Now the Gemara says, if a nazir, we're on the first very wide line of Mem Dalon and Aleph Daniel, you have it? Yeah, okay. B'yayin yistor d'akol, wine should destroy all of his days. In other words, if a nazir, you know, makes kiddush and drinks wine, so all the days should go down the tubes. B'yayin yistor d'akol, kavachomer mituma. Matuma shuhutra miklala, tuma is weaker because it has an exception. You can do mate mitzvah. So terror recall, nevertheless, tuma destroys everything. Yayin shuhutar miklala, yayin has no exceptions. Yeah, lo koshkin shisar, so certainly it should destroy all the days. So amar kra, vayamim arishanim yiplu, ki tamein israel. So the Torah says, the first days will fall by the wayside, ki tamein israel, because his naziris is tamei, tuma soteret, v'yayin soter. In other words, it says, yamim ki tamein israel. In other words, it's saying, I think ki tamein israel is superfluous as well, because it's talking about, if, like the Nazir, it says, let me read the Pasuk. Okay, so Michael has said something. It's Pasuk 12, Yud Beis, he says. No, that's not it. It says, he's not in my Chumash. Anyway, it says, one second, Yud Beis. I don't think so. He says, one second. Yeah, one second. Make that, it should be Pasuk Tet, my view, Bav Tet. B'chimut made a lot of feta patol, b'timei rosh nizro. If somebody dies suddenly, b'timei rosh nizro, gilak rosh obi yom tzvito b'yom shvi yorchenu. Wait. Is your bait? What is it? Yeah, I'm so sorry. You're right. You're both correct. It's Pasuk your days. And then it says, v'yamim arishonim yiplu, ki tamei nizro. So the earlier days fall by the wayside, ki tamei nizro. We already know something about the Nazir became Tamei. And it's saying, ki tamei nizro. So the Torah is saying, the days get, go
wiped out.
Because he's Tamei, not for anything else. Not Tuma Soteret, or not the Yayin. The Yayin Soteret. Okay. Anybody have any questions so far? Questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we've done so far? Anything, Michael? Nothing. Okay. Anybody in Zoom land? Okay.
Right. I think, Ruth, are you having trouble hearing or speaking? She's trying to speak. So if you have a question, text it to me and I'll say it.
Well, she can't. You have to unmute yourself, Ruth. There's something on your screen. You press the icon. You can't do it.
She knows that. She's been doing it. It's not working by her for some reason.
All right. Let me see if I can help out. One second. Let me see if I can do anything.
He's going to try to release you.
Yeah, no, I can't help out. It's right. All right.
Ruth, do you have a question? If you want to type it to me, I'll ask it.
Okay, I'm going to go on. And then if you want to, you can text or write it to Fern, and we'll get the question to her. Unless you figure out how to unmute yourself. Okay, so let me move on. Okay, the fourth wide line of Mdala Manalas. Everybody with me? Okay, now. The Gemara says, now the Gemara wants to say, if the Nazir gets a haircut, that should destroy all the days he has. He says, kavachomer mituma. In other words, tiglachat destroys up to 30 days, and maybe less, maybe nothing at all. But tiglachat, we think, should destroy all the days of it. Let's say he's a Nazir for 6 months. Tiglachat should destroy all, and then at the end of the 6 months, he gets a haircut. It shouldn't destroy, 30 days or 28 days. Everything should go down the tubes. But the glach distorted call kava kol mituma matuma shlovasuba mitame kimitame sotera call. It means that let's say somebody intentionally brings a dead body over to the nazir. So the one who brings over the dead body is not chayv malkot. He didn't do an avera. It's not good that he did that, but it's that he didn't. At most, it could be like a little thing. He's not chayv malchut.
He doesn't get shishi either.
Okay, now, he says here, but shloah super mitami kibitami sotera kol, tiglachat shesupa galeach kimit galeach. But if somebody cuts the Nazir's hair, he gets hasra, he's chayv malchut. So tiglachat, we'll see in the Gemara what the reason is, but in certain ways, tiglachat should be more chamor than tumor. It is more chamor. So 1 minute. So if Tuma causes everything to be destroyed, so certainly Tiglachat should cause everything to be destroyed. So Amar Kra, Vayamim Arishonim Yiplu, Ki Tamei Nizro. So here's where it comes in. The same pasuk we quoted before. The early days go by the wayside, Ki Tamei Nizro, Tuma Soter Erakol, Ben Tiglachat Soter Erakol. Ki Tamei Nizro. In other words, for the total, destruction of his days must be tumah. Can't be anything else. Betumah nasaba mitame ki mitame kavakomer tiklacha. Now the Gemara wants to say, well, I could do a kavakomer and say the person who brings the dead body over to the nazir should also be chayav malko kavakomer tiklacha. Umat tiklacha she'inu soteret el shloshim tiklacha only destroys up to 30 days. Asamim megaleach mitgaleach. The Torah says the megaleach is just as chayav as the mitgaleach. Tuma she soteret akol. Tuma, which destroys everything, so certainly the one who brings over the dead body should be the same as one who, you know, the nazir who intentionally touches the dead body. Amar kra betimei rosh nizro. He says lametame rosh nizro. In other words, he says v'chiyam meilab petom betimei rosh nizro. So he's learning rosh betimei rosh nizro. The name of rosh nizro. In other words, that he, the Nazir alone, is the one who's going to bear all of his chayvus for tumah. But he may rosh nizro. In other words, he's metame rosh nizro. One second. Let me see. Yeah. So if you look at the Tosfos, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the sixth Tosfos, kitamein, where's the dalet? He says, kitamein nizro, tumah soter, kitamein nizro miyutahu. I think this is going on earlier Gemara. Anyway, can we just throw 1 second? So let me see. One second. Yeah. So if you look at the Rashi, he says milokati b'timei lo rosh nizro. All right. Anyway, but the point is, to me, rosh nizro is that the nazir is the only one who's being held for the tumah. He says, the same Rosh Nizro, the time of Rosh Nizro. The Tiglachat, Lona Seba Megaleach Megaleach. Now, what I want to say, so the person who gives a haircut to the Nazir should not be held liable. He says, Kalachom Mituma. Matuma Shisoterakol. Tuma is so potent, it destroys everything. Loasuba Matame Kimatame. And even though it's such a potent, you know, destroyer of the Zeros, they didn't say the Matame, the one who brings over the dead body, is like the Matame. Tiglachat she'enus teru shloshim yom. Tiglachat only destroys up to 30 days. But koshkei shloshim galeach mikaleach. So we shouldn't like penalize the one who's giving the haircut, like the one who's getting the haircut. Amar kra ta'ar lo yavur. So here the Gemara has a drasha. It says kol yamin isro ta'ar lo yavur osho. Razor should go over his head. Arosho karibe lo yavur hu lo yavur acher. Meaning anyone that causes the tar to go on the head is held liable. A razor should not be brought over his head. So it doesn't make a difference if somebody else does it or the Nazir does it. In other words, they're both liable. Now, the Tiglachat lo tutar miklalo. Now, the Gemara wants to say that there shouldn't be any exceptions in halacha but Tiglachat. We said, by Tiglachat, if the Nazir is a Mitzorah on its seventh day of his Tara process gets a body shave and includes shaving his head and his beard. Things that the Nazir is not allowed to do. So he says, so we shouldn't have an exception from that. Kavakomer Yayin. My Yayin Shein of Soter. Yayin doesn't destroy any days of Nazirus. Lo Hutarmik below, but there are no exceptions for Yayin. Tiglachat Shesotera. So Tiglachat is more potent. It's like more, you know, radioactive. He says, Shesotera. And Odin, Shutarmik below. We shouldn't have any exceptions for Tiglachat. Amrachmana Rosho. Amrachmana is a Kano. So he's saying, it's interesting, they don't like mark it off in the Torah or here, but he's a Pesukim with respect to the Mitzorah. In other words, it says, Vayaba Yomashvi Galachat Kol Saro, on the seventh day, the Nazir should shave off all of his hair. And then the Torah says, at Rosho, be its Kano, be Gabodinav, his head, his beard, Gabodinav, his eyebrows, the Kol Saro Galeach. So it's adding all those details. So he says, meaning, teach me that one of the terms that Rosho, that even if he's a Nazir, he still has a mitzvah to shave off the hair over the head. That's what the Torah is adding, those extra verbiage. And yes, do you do the daf on Sunday, Michael? Yeah. So Michael taught the daf on Sunday. So the Gemara has drashas for those words. You know, like, remember, like, lo takifu pat roshchem, lo tashkiri pat zikanecha. Even though he's going to shave with the blade and he's going to violate what would otherwise be a veirot, but there's a mitzvah for him to do that. So now, five lines from the bottom. V'tiglacha lo tistor klal come from riyayin. Now the Gemara wants to say that the tiglacha, cutting hair, shouldn't destroy any days in the zeros, kabakomer miyayin. Umay yayin shlo hutar mikolo. Yayin has no exceptions. There's no never tam. Yeah, he knows soter, but it doesn't destroy any days. Tiglacha shuhutar mikolo. Tiglacha, which is like the Swiss cheese, you have exceptions for it, like with an azir. You know, didn't know tistor. So it shouldn't destroy days. So the Gemara says, look, at the end of the day, it's just like a practical matter. In other words, there's a din that the Nazir has to do giluach at the end of his term of Zerus. And the giluach, he has to have a 30-day growth of beard or in her hair. So Mela, you have the 30 days. That's what it's all about. No way we can cut it. Now the Gemara wants to say that if the Nazir drinks some wine, so it should destroy 30 days of Naziris, the Kabakom Tiklachat. Matiklachat Shuhutra Miklala, Tiklachat is weaker Abeira, because there are exceptions for it. The Nazir, if the Nazir is a Tsari, he can shave. So Teret, nevertheless, that destroys days. Yayin Shuhutra Miklala, Yayin is more Chamor, there are no exceptions to it. You know, didn't she store it? So certainly it should be Soter. So the Gemara says, look, how do you compare it to Tiglachat? Bidi Hutaman, which some people say are. In other words, the whole reason by Tiglachat is he has to have 30 days growth at the end. So so it should be like the Giluach. In other words, if he doesn't have 30 days growth, we don't call it a Giluach. But when he drinks the wine, the hair is still there. So that's like a practical, you know, distinction. The Gemara says that we think that wine should destroy 30 days. Kavachom of Tiglachat. So if the Nazir gets a haircut, so then he's got to have at least 30 days growth at the end. So if he gets a haircut on the last day of his term, he's going to have to grow his hair like 30 days. So the Gemara says, so if he drinks wine, he should also have to grow the hair 30 days because wine is more chamor than tiglachat. Yeah, so the Gemara says, look, the fact that a Nazir is growing his hair, that's just like a practical distinction at the end. In other words, we need 30 days growth of hair, so let's say it's giluach. With the wine, the hair is fine, so we're not gonna say he's gonna grow it more. Okay, let me just look at the. Let's see, I want to see the article, and I'll go up one second. Right. All right. So again, with that Rosh Nisroh, he says in footnote 25 that Rosh Nisroh is the injection against tumor applies only to Nazir contaminates himself. All right. So now, all right, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything we did? Anyway, the bottom line is we went through all the halakhot. There's stringencies and leniencies with each one. And we could have questions based on Sfara, Kavachomers, but in each case, either the Pasuk overcame it, or at the end, what we said about growing the hair is just like practical matter. Anyway, what? No, in other words, the Gemara is assuming there's a rhyme or reason why. In other words, like the Torah, there's a logic to the Torah. So applying our logic, we should arrive at a certain conclusion. That's what the Gemara is saying. So in other words, if it's true by A, and then B is even more stringent than A, so I would assume it would be true by B also. Well, but in essence, that's the way it maybe comes out at the end of the day, but we don't know that. In other words, as far as we know, we only see that B is more stringent than A. So B is more stringent than A. B should have more stringent halakha. What?
Analysis.
But then the Gemara has the psukim override it. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, let's keep moving. So we're on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, let's take a look. All right, Matnitin. Tiglacha Tuma Ketzad. Now, the Gemara is asking, when it says Tiglacha Tuma, again, if the Nazir becomes Tame, he comes into contact with a dead person, so he has to go through a Tara process. He's got to go through the spring, like any other person is Tame. Got to go through the Tara process. But and the Tara process is he gets sprinkled with the waters, with the ashes, the paraduma, day 3 and 7. Anybody. And then he goes to the mikvah on day 7. But with the nazir, then on day, and then with the nazir, though, he's going to have a giluach. He's going to have to cut his hair, and he's going to have to bring korban out. So the, So he cuts his hair on the 7th day, and on the 8th day, he brings the korban out by the nazir. Okay? On day 7. Right, and then he brings on day 8. That's the game plan. Let's see. Now, when it says tiglachat, it means everything at the end, not just the giluach, but everything. So, matnitin tiglachat tuma kesed. So, what's the the protocol if he's doing a tiglachat tuma? Hayamazeh b'shlishi b'shvii. So, the Tana Mishnah says he gets sprinkled with the water on day 3 and day 7. Umegaleh b'shvii, and then he gets the shave on the 7th day. Umevi kormatel b'shvini, and then he brings his korban out on the 8th day. Bim gilach b'shvini. If he put off shaving till the 8th day, maybe korban tabo bayom the Rebbe Kiva. So Rebbe Kiva says it's like nishkeferlach. If he put off shaving until the 8th day, so he'll still bring the korban on the 8th day. In other words, so the giluach is not going to push off his korbano. I'm a little Rebbe Tarfon. So Rebbe Tarfon says Rebbe Kiva ma bein zel mitzora. Now the mitzora also goes through a process, right? He also goes through a tara process. And then on the 7th day, the Mitzorah also has a body shave. On the 7th day, he goes through a body shave. And then on the 8th day, he brings korban out. And then he also goes to the mikvah. The Mitzorah gets a body shave and he goes to the mikvah on the 7th day. And then he brings korban on the 8th day. But if he puts off the body shave, the korban don't get pushed off a day. So the giluach by the nazir is going to push off the korban. By the mitzora. So if he puts off the body shave by the mitzora, it's going to push off his korban. So here we have two people, the nazir and the mitzora, each going through a type of tahara process, each requiring giluach. One is a body shave, one's a head shave. But how can you, Rabbi Akiva, say that if he delays the head shave by the nazir, doesn't push off the korban out, it should mirror the mitzorah? If the mitzorah pushes off the body shave, it does push off the korban out. That's the question. So Amar Lo Tarfon, Ma Beizel Mitzorah. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Akiva said back to Rabbi Tarfon, Ze Taharato Tluya B'yamav. With the nazir who's Tameh, his tahara process only turns, like anybody else, on the passage of 7 days, the sprinkling with the water with the Efer Para, and his tefillin mikvah. Once he does that, he's tahor. He's good. He says, "Zeh tahara totally b'yamav, u'mitzora tahara totally b'tiglach hato." In other words, with the mitzora, his body shave is a sine qua non for him to getting full tahara. So he has to have the tahara, and then he'll bring the korbanot afterwards. But the mitzora, the nazir, is already fully tahor once he goes to the mikvah. His giluach has nothing to do with his tahara. So the Torah says he has to do giluach. The Torah says, and it's like when he starts a new Naziris, he's got to do giluach. He says it's I assume it's part of like he was metame his Naziris, so the hair is going to come off. Right, until he gets the giluach. Yeah, he says zetara totally b'mav, but sorry, totally b'tzlachato. They know maybe korban elam kini yamur of shemesh. So he has to have like in other words, he has to become tahor. Then he has to have a sunset on the day he becomes tahor, and then he can bring his korban out. So with the mitzora, he needs the 7-day process, he needs the body shave, and the mikvah, and then he has harav shemesh. So if he holds off the body shave till day 8, he's not fully tahor till the end of day 8, then he can't bring the korban out to day 9. But the nazir, he went through the 7-day process, so after day 7, he's already tahor. He should get giluach on day 7, but he does giluach on day 8. So it's nishkefelach according to the Tana Rabbi Akiva. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? We're going to see whether Rabbi Tarfon agreed or didn't agree with that. But I mean, so let's see in the Gemara. Who are we talking about now?
I see at the end of the day, if he does not get the hair cut,
Wait, what does he do?
He just goes in the mikveh,
And then, let me hear. And does he bring? He can't bring a korban unless he does the gilua first. That's part that goes hand in glove with the korban. He's got to put the hair under the and until the giluach. Remember, we learned that he's still in the zeros. I think till he does the giluach from his first zeros. Anyway, so he has to. That's what I'm talking about. In other words, he was in a term in the zeros and he became tamei, but he's still, I think, subject to the prohibitions of his first term till he does the giluach. I think. Anyway, but let's take a look now. The Gemara says, "Kibul b'nei olo." So now the Gemara says, "Did Rabbi Tarfon accept Rabbi Akiva's rebuttal of him or not?" So the Gemara says, "Tashma." So the Gemara tries to bring a proof from the following brisa. Tani Hillel. Hillel taught the following brisa. Now, this brisa, the way the Rush wants to say, he was taught after the Mishnah because the brisas he says were anyway. He says, "Gilach," and we take it that this is talking about also a Nazir who became Tame. Gilach Bishmini, if he took the haircut on the eighth day, he brings his korban on the ninth day. So this Mishnah, this Brisa, is not like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva would say, if he did the Gilach on the eighth day, he could do the same day, but the same next day. If you would assume that Rabbi Tarfon accepted Rabbi Akiva's rebuttal, Leiti Korbanot HaBishmini. So the Tana Brisa says he should bring the korban on the eighth day. So from the fact, let me just take a look at the 1 second. Yeah. So if you look at the Tosfos, 1, 2, 3, 4 Tosfos, the Tani Hillel taught, this is not the famous Hillel. He says, Gilach Bishmini Mikmatabachi, the Kimli Lahashas. And that's the way the art school said also that's the way art school said that it's not the famous Hillel. He says, "V'kimli la'shas the gabi nazir minya." So the shas they took it that this is talking about a nazir. V'hashtami the tanya b'shleima ilo kibla minay hamani Rabbi Tarfon. So if Rabbi Tarfon did not accept the rebuttal, we'll say it's like Rabbi Tarfon. He's talking about the kibla and the kuli amalei for a tabish min. Then everybody should say bring it on the eighth day. And then one second, he says. If you look in the Rush is like near the Tosfos Almak Savav. In the Rush, the Kimle Talmud the Gabi Nazir Nia, the Gemara takes it that this Brisa was talking about a Nazir. Yom Kimle Dachar Mishnah Nishnei that it was formulated after the Mishnah. The Pishah Mishnah Nishnu Kodem HaBraitot. Says the Mishnah were formulated taught before the Brises. All right. Anyway, that's the way. In other words, if Rabbi Tarfon agrees with Rabbi Akiva, there's nobody who's going to say like this Brisa. In other words, these are the two Tanaim, these are the two Shitot. So if now Rabbi Tarfon's agreeing with Rabbi Akiva, so whose opinion is reflected in this Brisa? No, so that's what they're saying, that the Brises are taught after the Mishnah. That's what he's saying. Okay, now Amar Rava. Now Rava wants to say that that's not such a great Raya. Amar Rava, look, Kasha, had the Tavol B'Shvi'i. So Rabbi says, who says it could be that Rabbi Tarfon was Makabo, Rabbi Akiva said, but in the Brisa they're talking about that he didn't go to the mikvah on the seventh day, he went to the mikvah on the eighth day. So if he went to the mikvah on the eighth day, he's not fully tahor till the that day ends. So perhaps the Brisa, in other words, the Brisa doesn't say explicitly mention mikvah, but that's what the Brisa means. Perhaps he says, let's take a look. If you look at the Rush, he says it's below where we were before. He says, "V'tamili amai nachad gilach b'shmini af gilach b'shvi nami de'vitvi l'talia milta." So then, why is he mentioned when he took the giluach? He is the mikvah. El de'orcha the milta nachad shedarcha l'galayah b'yom torato. So the Rush says that the brisa could be reflecting the normally the nazir gets giluach on the day he goes to the mikvah. On the day he goes to the mikvah, he gets giluach. So the Tana of the brisa said. He got giluach on the eighth day. So, but he means, and he went to the mikvah on the eighth day. So that being the case, he has to bring the korban on the ninth day, even according to Rabbi Tarfon. So it could be that Rabbi Tarfon did not, you know, accept Rabbi Akiva's rebuttal, and this brisa is in accordance with Rabbi Tarfon. Are you with me or not? Let's go back. The nazir can't bring a korban until he's in a state of, he was the tmei. He can't bring a korban, so he's no longer a tmei. So he's not fully tahor until he goes to the mikvah and then has harev shemesh. So when the Tana of the Brisa said he did giluach on the eighth day, it meant that he went to the mikvah and had giluach on the eighth day, because they do the mikvah and the giluach on the same day typically. That's what he said. All right. So the point being that we don't have proof that Rabbi Tarfon accepted Rabbi Kiba's rebuttal. Okay. All right. Now we're moving to a slightly different topic. Let's all focus. No. Now, let's take a look. 10 lines from the bottom. It is Masechet Nazir. That's okay. Now the Gemara says, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Ashkachim l'chavre Reb Nathan Bar Oshia diatim l'chavre. I encountered the colleagues of Reb Nathan Bar Oshia who were sitting and singing over the Pasuk. Now, let me just go over. This one about Azav. This review, Aleph Beis. First, we know that there are, in both in the Midbar, and later on, there are three machanot, right? There's machane Shechina, machane Leviya, and machane Israel. So in the Midbar, a mitzora is sent out of all three machanot. A zav, or a zava, is sent out of machane Leviya. Now, machane Leviya in the Midbar means where Moshe Rabbeinu and Leviyim, where their tents were located. And then the Tmei Mei is sent out of machane the Shechina. So bringing this down to Yerushalayim, so it means the Mitzora would be outside the walls of Yerushalayim, the Zav and the Zava would be outside the Har HaBayit, and Tmei Meit would be outside the Beis HaMikdash, but Tmei Meit would be on the Har HaBayit. Okay, that's the first Yisod. Okay? It's okay? All right. There's some stuff. All right, now the Gemara is taking up the issue. Yes. Now, let's say you have a Zav. So Zav has one re'iyah, he just goes to the mikvah, and that night he's tahor. If he sees two re'iyah, in other words, Zav is the type of emission. It's not semen. It's the type of emission. If he has two re'iyah, then he has to count 7 days, go to the mikvah, and then he's good to go at nightfall after the mikvah. Then if he's got three re'iyah, he does the same thing as the Zav, the 7 days on the mikvah, but on the eighth day, he brings korbanot, all right? Now, with the korbanot, till he brings the korbanot, he's a mechusar kippurim, right? Mechusar kippurim is a term, a halachic term. It's right, like the mitzora needs to bring korbanot, Yoledet needs to bring korbanot, and the Zav and the Zava need to bring korbanot. Until they bring the korbanot, remember, like, they can't eat the korban pesach, anything like that, the mechusar kippurim. All right, so now, the Gemara is going to get into the issue. Let's say I have a Zav who's Tavul Yom. Where is he allowed to go? So we said a Zav is not allowed to go to the Machane Leviya, right? So he can't go on Har HaBayit. But let's say he's Tavul Yom. Where does this leave him? So let's see in the Gemara. Now, he went to the mikvah waiting for nightfall. So let's see what's doing. Now, Amar Rabbi Ashkach, Tim Lechavre, Rab Natan Barosha, Yafim Kamrin, this pasuk is talking about the zav, that's the three re'iyot, and he's coming on the eighth day to petach ol moed and bringing the korbano to the kohen to offer the korbano on his behalf. Now, the term petach ol moed, left to my own devices, I would think it means like the opening in the midbar to where like the covered mishkan is. So he's in the chatzer. That's what I would think. Or he's in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash. That's what I would think. But it can't be that that's the Pshat, because the Zav, there's no way he's not in the Beis HaMikdash. So we assume it means he's at Sha'arei Nikanor. Sha'arei Nikanor are the gates on top of the 15 steps where the Mitzorah would stand. So here, he's a Zav, though. It says, Eimatai Huba, so when can he go to Sha'arei Nikanor? Zman Shu Taval, Yasaharev Shamash. He went to the Mikvah, and there's Harev Shemesh, in other words, on day 7, and now it's day 8. So, Shu Tabal Basa Harev Shemesh in, Lo Tabal Basa Harev Shemesh Lo. Alma Kisavar, Tu Yom Shuzav, Kisav Dami. So, they're assuming, these are the Chaverim, Rav Nathan Bar Oshia, that a Tu Yom of Zav is like a Zav. Now, the fly in the ointment here is that, Laliba de Hilchata, Tu Yom of Zav, Bal Shtei Re'iyot is not like the Zahar. In other words, if he had two Re'iyot and he went to the mikveh and he's just waiting for Harib Shemesh, he is allowed in Machaneh Leviyah. But if he's Baal Shlosh Re'iyot, then he's not allowed because he also, in addition to Harib Shemesh, he's also Mechusar Kippurim. So he's got two strikes against him. So you're right. So we're saying, so that Zav, he says, Zav Kizav Dami. So he says, Harib Shemesh Lo, Amak Savar Tul Yom Shazav Kizav Dami. So, no. This is talking about the Zav with three Riyo. The Pasuk is talking about the Zav with three Riyo. And it's saying that when he went to the mikveh yesterday, so now today, on the eighth day, he can go to Shaarei Nikanor. So it sounds like prior to that, he couldn't go. So the Gemara is assuming, the only variable that they were assuming is mikveh and Harev Shemesh. So we think that a Zav, they're not making the chila between the Zav of two Riyo and the Zav of three Riyo. They think the only heter he has to enter Machaneh Leviyah is when he went to the mikveh and has Harev Shemesh in nightfall. Otherwise not. That's what they thought. Is that okay? Okay, let's just repeat again, okay? Let's just go over. Everybody focus. Okay, the Pasuk says, Azav Baal Three Shlosh Riyo. On the eighth day, he's going to come to the Beis HaMikdash, and he's going to go through the obviously, Har HaBayit, which is Machaneh Leviyah, and go up to Shaarei Nikanor, which is like at the entranceway to the Beis HaMikdash, and bring his korbano to the Kohen. So the Gemara, the Chaverim, Rav Nachman Bar Oshia assumed he could only do that on the eighth day. On the seventh day, he couldn't do it because he went to the mikvah, but he's waiting for Harev Shemesh. So that being the case, when he's waiting for Harev Shemesh, he's like, it's full yom. So, but we think that it's full yom is the same as Azav, and he can't go. He can't go. That's what they assume. But Aliba the Hilchata, that's not the case. It's true by Azav with three Riyod, but Azav with two Riyod, if he's Harib Shemesh to Yom, he could go to Machaneh Leviyah. Because the only thing that's holding him up is Harib Shemesh. Here with the Baal Shlosh Riyod, it's and also Mechusar Kippur. Okay, so let's see back in the Gemara. So he says, Abbas Harib Shemesh, and Lotabo Social Shlo. Amak Sabar to Yom Shazav Kizav Dami. Amin Lahona Na. So I said to them, Elamiat the Gabi Nazir Tame Nami. So if you're going to construe the Pesukim this way, so I got a problem because we have Pesukim by the Nazir Tame, the Thib, and on the side he corrects it. He says, the Nazir is Tame, and on the eighth day he's bringing his Korbano. It says, Yavish Te Turim, and then dot, 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 El HaKohen El Petach Ol Moed. So he's also bringing his Korbano to the Kohen. So when is the Nazir coming? He also went to the mikvah on the seventh day. He also had Harib Shemesh, and now he's coming to the Kohen that like would be at Shaarei Nikanor, we think. So Michti, Shaarei Nikanor Hechi Kainin. Where on the Shaarei Nikanor? Which Rishus? That's B'Shaarei Leviyah. That's like the Machaneh Leviyah. It's the end of Machaneh Leviyah. So are you saying that the Nazir who's the Tamei Meit can't go in Machaneh Leviyah? But Tanya, we learned the Braisa, line 2 on Memehim and Aleph. But Tanya, Tamei Meit moved partly Kaneis Machaneh Leviyah. In other words, if you're construing the Pesuk in the same way, so it doesn't make sense. Because a Tamei Meit, a person who touches a dead body, can go in Machaneh Leviyah. Lo Tamei Meit Bovad, and not only a Tamei Meit, Elfil Meit Atzmo, even I could bring a cadaver into Machaneh Leviyah. Shneamar, by Kachmo Shiratzmo Yosef Imo. Moshe Rabbeinu, who's a Levi, took the bones of Yosef, which is like the remains of his body. So my Imo b'machisato, Imo b'machaneh Leviyah, means that the bones are coming with him where he is, the same Machaneh. So in other words, the way you're interpreting these psukim, it's coming out, if I interpret them the same way, that the Nazir is also not allowed to go to in the Machaneh Leviyah until he's gone to the mikveh. They went through a Tara process from his being, from the being the mace, but that's not the case. Ella, so rather, and in parenthesis of Abaye, whether it's there or not, but the thing is Abaye is shot, to Yom Shlozav, now the way the Tosfos has it, and the way the Rush has it, Lav Kizav Dami. Tavul Yom Shel Zav Lav Gizav Dami. That means if a Tavul Yom, and it's very tricky because you have to add words here in the Gemara. If he's a Tavul Yom that saw two Re'iot, he's not like a Zav. So a Tavul Yom that saw two Re'iot and then went to the mikveh and is waiting for Har and Shemesh, he's not the same as a Zav. He has a green light go and mark an Levia. Bafilu Hati, but notwithstanding that, came in the Bechusar Kapara, Lo Ayil. But in the case that you were talking about, where he's a Baal Shlosh Re'iot, he's got two strikes against him. In other words, if his person is a Zav and he's just waiting for Harif Shemesh, then he's good. He can go and mark an Levia. But if he's a Zav Baal Shlosh Re'iot, then he needs Harif Shemesh, he needs to bring a Korban. He can't go and mach an Levia. You're right. He can't go and mach an Levia. He's got to wait till the next day. And then he's only got one strike against him. Then he can go. The Ibn Achan Levia Kai. Now, if it's coming out, the Gemara is saying that he, the Zav, is going to be in mach an Levia on day 8. And he already went. Now he went to the Mikvah and he's mach an Levia. Amai Kakari Le Ohel Moed. Why does it call? Now, the Gemara wants to say, coming back to the point I said originally, what does it mean, Lefnei Hashem Petach Ohel Moed? So Petach Ohel Moed, I would normally think means in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash. But here, they're calling it like the entranceway to the Azara. Why does the Torah call the entranceway to the Azara Petach Ohel Moed? Lememra, in order for us to understand and to allude to the fact, Mahata Mechusar Kapar Lo Ayil, just like Mechusar Kippurim can't enter the Beis HaMikdash, so too, Machan and Levia, if he's also a Tavul Yom, he cannot enter the Machan and Levia. He says, okay, so let's just go slowly. So the Gemara is Mabarer that there's a difference between the two Zavim. If the Zav Baal Shtei Re'iot, if he's Tavul Yom, he can go to Machan and Levia. A Baal Shlosh Re'iot, if he's Tavul Yom, cannot go to Machan Elavi. He's got to wait till the next day, and then he's just Mechusar Kippurim. In other words, you can't have more than one strike against you if you're a Zav to go into the, in terms of, well, welcome, have a Gemara. Okay, listen, now, the Gemara, let me just finish up the Gemara, and then we'll talk. So, Bahata Menalon, so where do we know that the Mechusar Kapara cannot enter the Beis HaMikdash? The Tanya, because we learn in the Braisa, Tamei, yeah, it's talking about a person who becomes Tamei, the Rabot Tavul Yom, Otuma Tabo, the Rabot Mechusar Kapara. So Tavul Yom cannot enter the Beis HaMikdash, Tuma Tabo, the Rabot Mechusar Kapara. Mechusar Kapara also can't enter the Beis HaMikdash. And so the Gemara darshed out that the Mechusar Kapara, if he's also Tavul Yom, he can't, and he's Zav and a Mechusar Kapara, he can't enter the Machan Levia. Okay, let me just repeat again. Okay, 1 minute, let's just repeat again, then we'll get this, okay? So we're on Mem Hei Amin Aleph, we're right before the Mishnah. So we're focusing on the Zav. So we have three types of Zav, but one Riyah, two Riyahs, three Riyahs. But let's focus on two Riyahs and three Riyahs. So if it's a Zav Baal Shtei Riyahot, so he just on the seventh day he goes to the mikveh, and then at nightfall he's Tahor. So it comes out from the Gemara that he's a Zav Baal Shtei Riyahot. So a Zav is not allowed to Machaneh Leviyah. When he's a Zav, he can't come to the Harabayah. But if he is on the seventh day of a Baal Shtei Re'iot and he goes to the mikveh, he's just waiting. He's a Tavul Yom. That's the term. It's Tavul Yom. Then he can go into the Machan and Levia. He can Tavul Yom is Lav Kizab Dami. After he went to the mikveh before nightfall, he can go Machan and Levia. If he's a, because he only has one demerit, one X against him. If he's a Baal Shtei Re'iot, Shlosh Re'iot, if he saw three emissions of the Zav on three consecutive days or two consecutive days, in other words, then he can't, even if he went to the mikveh, he can't go into Machaneh Levia because he also has to bring the korban. He's got two X's against him. He needs Harif Shemesh and he needs to bring a korban. So he cannot enter Machaneh Levia. He can't enter the Harabayah until the eighth day. Then on the eighth day, he can enter the Harabayah. So that's the meaning of the Pasuk. It says, so go back to the beginning of the Pasuk, so it says, on the eighth day, he can enter Machaneh Levia, so Petach Ol Moed. And why does it call Shari Nikano or Petach Ol Moed? So you should make like this connection that just like a Mechusar Kippurim can't enter the Beis HaMikdash, if he's a Zav, so to the Zav who's like waiting Harev Shemesh and Mechusar Kippurim can't enter Machane Leviya. Okay. All right. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on this? All right. Let me just do a little bit and then that'll be it. Now, I don't have too much to say on this. Yeah, the only thing that's interesting, I'll just sort of like post this out to you. It comes out though at the end that the Nazir can never make Kiddush on wine. He's and he can't on Leil Pesach, he can't have the Arba Koso. So Kiddush he can be Yotzei from other people. With Pesach, he can't be Yotzei the Arba Koso. He's stuck with that. So I guess he has Pesach without Arba Kosod. I don't know. Arba Kosod is in the Rabbanan, so he's not going to have his Pesach with Arba Kosod. No, wouldn't cut it. All right. So I think I'm going to end this now. Wait. Let me just end recording. One second, not so pushed.